The United States has charged two former high-ranking Syrian intelligence officials with war crimes. The DOJ said during Bashar al-Assad's regime, Jamil Hassan, 72, and Abdul Salam Mahmoud, 65, oversaw operations of a detention facility where Americans and civilians who had been deemed enemies of the state were tortured. The indictment charges the former Syrian intelligence officials with engaging in a conspiracy to commit cruel and inhuman treatment of civilian detainees, including U.S. citizens, during the course of the Syrian civil war. Warrants for the defendant's arrest have been issued, and they remain at large. According to the indictment, Hassan was the director of Syrian Air Force intelligence and oversaw a network of detention facilities, including the Medza prison in Damascus. The DOJ said civilians perceived to be opponents of the Syrian regime were detained at these facilities and subjected to cruel and inhuman treatment. Mahmoud was a brigadier general in the Syrian Air Force intelligence and directed operations at the Medza prison. The DOJ said detainees were mercilessly beaten, electrocuted, and had their toenails removed. Detainees were also allegedly hung from the ceiling by their wrists and were burned with acid. The perpetrators of the Assad regime's atrocities against American citizens and other civilians during the Syrian civil war must answer for their heinous crimes, said Attorney General Merrick B. Garland. As alleged, these Assad regime intelligence officials whipped, kicked, electrocuted, and burned their victims, hung them by their wrists for prolonged periods of time, threatened them with rape and death, and falsely told them that their family members had been killed. The Justice Department has a long memory, and we will never stop working to find and bring to justice those who tortured Americans. Hassan and Mahmoud are charged with one count of conspiracy to commit the war crime of cruel and inhuman treatment. If convicted, the defendants each face a maximum sentence of life in prison. Middle East developments. In other developments in the Middle East, the U.S. has sent a special envoy to Beirut, Lebanon, to find out what happened to Austin Tice. Tice is an American journalist who vanished in Syria 12 years ago. On Sunday, December 8th, President Joe Biden said he believes Tice is still alive and his administration is committed to bringing him home. Syria has publicly denied holding Tice. Meanwhile, Israel has launched a large-scale attack on Syria, striking what it called strategic military sites after the fall of the al-Assad government. It also expanded its presence into the Golan Heights, a buffer zone along the country's border with Syria. Israel claimed the move is temporary and aimed at ensuring nearby areas are not exposed to any potential security threats. But Iran has appealed to the United Nations Security Council, saying the expansion is a flagrant violation of UN Charter, breaking a 50-year ceasefire agreement.